Singakafundiki izwile Nkosi ake sithandaze.
Before we read the Lord's word, shall we pray?
Siyacela Nkosi ukuthi ubekanye nathi kule nkonzo. Khuluma nathi ngezwi lakho.
We ask you, Lord, to be with us in this service and to speak to us through your word.
Izwi lakho libe njengomlilo, izinhliziyo zethu zibe njengokhuni.
May your word be like fire and our hearts like dry wood.
Ukuba umlilo uvuthe ezinhlizweni zethu.
That your fire would burn in our hearts.
Izwi lakho libukhali futhi lihlukanise umoya enomphefumulo kanjalo lisebenze phakathi kwethu.
And your word, which is sharp, which can separate between the soul and the spirit, may it also work in our hearts and lives.
Amen. Ngithanda ukufunda indaba eyaziwa kahle emhlabeni wonke jikelele eka Lazaro nesicibi ngokaLuka isahluko seshumi nesithupha.
I'd like to read a passage which is extremely well known in the world about the rich man and Lazarus in Luke chapter
16.
From verse 19.
Kwakukhona umuntu othile onothileyo owayigqoka ezibubende nezelineni elihle ezijabulisa imihla ngemihla eTamasa.
There was a rich man who was dressed in purple and fine linen and lived in luxury every day.
Kwakukhona futhi ompofu othile kuLazaro igama lakhe owayelahliwe ngasesangweni lakhe egcwele izilonda.
At his gate was laid a beggar named Lazarus, covered with sores.
Enqanela ukusuthiswa ngemvuthuluka ewa etafuleni lesicibi, yebo kweza nezinja zamkhothi izilonda.
And longing to eat what fell from the rich man's table, even the dogs came and licked his sores.
Kwase kuthi wafa umpofu, wathwalwa izingelosi, wasiwa esifubeni sika-Abrahama, nesicebi safa sambelwa.
The time came when the beggar died, and the angels carried him to Abram's side. The rich man also died and was buried.
Sesise haitese, saphakamisa amehlo aso. Sisebuhlungwini sambona u-Abraham ekude noLazaro esesifubeni sakhe.
In hell, where he was in torment, he looked up and saw Abraham far away with Lazarus by his side.
Samemeza sathi baba Abraham, ngihawukele uthume uLazaro agqobhoze isihloko somunwe wakhe emanzini. Aphozise ulimi lwami ngokuba ngiyahlushwa kuleli langabi.
So he called to him, "Father Abraham, have pity on me and send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, because I am in agony in this fire."
Kepha u-Abrahama wathi, "Ndodana, khumbula ukuba wamukela okuhle kwakho. Usesekuphileni noLazaro kanjalo kubi, kodwa manje uyaduduzwa yena lapha, wena uyahlushwa."
But Abraham replied, "My son, remember that in your lifetime you received your good things, while Lazarus received bad things. But now he is comforted here, and you are in agony."
Nangaphezu kwakho konke lokho, kubekiwe umhosha omkhulu phakathi kwethu nani, ukuba bafuna ukusuka lapha baye kini bangekwenze nabalapha bangaweleli kithi.
And besides all this, between us and you, a great chasm has been fixed, so that those who want to go from here to you cannot, nor can anyone cross over from there to us.
Sase sithi njalo ngiyakucela baba ukuba umthumele endlini kababa ngokuba nginabafowethu abayisihlanu ukuze afakaze kubo bangezi nabo kulendawo yobuhlungu.
He answered, "Then I beg you, Father, send Lazarus to my father's house, for I have five brothers. Let him warn them, so that they will not also come to this place of torment."
Kepu Abraham wathi, "Banomusa nabaprofeti, mabezwe bona."
Abram replied, "They have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them."
Sathi ke cha baba Abraham, kodwa uma kusuka umuntu kwabafileyo aye kubo, baya kuphenduka.
"No, Father Abraham," he said, "but if someone from the dead goes to them, they will repent."
Kepha wathi kuso, uma bengalaleli uMosi nabaprofeti, kabayi kuvunyiswa noma kuvuka umuntu kwabafileyo.
He said to them, "If they do not listen to Moses and the prophets, they will not be convinced, even if someone rises from the dead." We'll end reading there.
Ngithanda ukhuluma ngokuguquka kwezinto, ukutshintsha kwezinto.
I would like to speak about the changing of things.
Ngingathi ukutshintsha okukhulu.
A great change.
Lapha ke sizwa ngodivorce isigwili ukuthi sasihleli sona enqabeni yaso.
Here we read about Dives, the rich man who lived in luxury in his palace.
No Lazaro obempofu esebhlungwini.
And Lazarus, who lived in poverty and in hardship.
Kodwa sizobona ukuqulwa kwabo.
But we will see how they are changed.
Kuthwa isigwili asizwe igama lakhe ukuze kuthiwa divas ngesilathini bathi divas bamqamba isigwili. Isigwili lapho sesifile saphakamisa amehlo sabheka phezulu sisenhlungwini.
Now it speaks here about the rich man. In fact, the Bible doesn't mention his name. It's just in Latin that he's called Dives. And so this rich man arrived in hell and lifted up his eyes in torment.
Akaze asifundi nakanye ephakamisa amehlo akhe awabhekise phezulu.
Now he never read or heard at all that in his lifetime he ever raised his eyes and looked up.
Esihlabelelweni sekhulu namashumi amabili nanye kuthiwa ngiphakamisela amehlo ami ezintabeni la kuqhamuka khona usizo lwami.
In Psalm 121 it says that I lift up my eyes to the hills from whence my help comes.
Abantu abalithola usizo ngoba ababheki phezulu. Sibheka phansi nje sifuna sifuza zona iinkuku eziqhwandela phansi zila phansi emhlabathini ziqhwandela nyova.
We don't receive help because we don't look up. We constantly look down to this earth and the things of this world, just like chickens who always look down. And that when they scratch and look for things, they're only going backwards.
Kwekuyiphutha lesiqebi ukuba singabheki phezulu msukwane ebheka phezulu kwasa kuye.
It was the rich man's mistake that he never looked up. The day he looked up, it dawned on him.
Bungani, umuntu olibele izinto zomhlaba, ubona abantu, ubona abazali, ubona imali ekholwayo, ubona imfundo, ubheke phansi. Kodwa umsukwane phakamisa amehlo kuzosa kuye.
You see, a person who's just busy with the things of this world looks at other people, at his parents, the money that he earns, and things like that, just busy with earthly things. But the day that he looks up, it will dawn on him.
Izolongezwa njengomunye umuntu ophesheya. Wathi uNkulunkulu kangithethelele. Kangithethelele. Ngayikhonka inhliziyo. Nobaba wayikhonka. Kodwa kuyasa manje. Noma ubaba emelwana nami, kumele ukuthi ngilalele uNkulunkulu kunobaba.
Just yesterday I heard of a man overseas who cried out and he said, "Oh, may the Lord forgive me. May he forgive me. For I hardened my heart and my father hardened his heart. But even if he goes against me, I now have to turn my eyes to the Lord."
He lifted up his eyes. Kazi ukuthi thina sila namhlanje. Sesiphakamisile inamehlo ethu. Bheke phezulu. Noma ubuka umkakho, noma ubuka indoda, noma ubuka ingane, noma ubuka isiqalekiso leso ukuba umuntu angabheki phezulu.
Have we here, we were here, ever looked up and raised our eyes while we just looking at your wife, husband, children?
Empeleni ubengenaso isidingo usathane mkhohliso ngoba unakho konke, unakho konke akudingayo.
In fact, Satan didn't have to deceive him because he had all that he needed.
Engasweli lutho lomhlaba.
Lacking nothing of this world.
Emini afake sibomvu, ebusuku afake selineni. Uyabona lo muntu ubebuka ingubo ube seyigujeni.
During the day wearing purple or red clothes, at night wearing linen, just busy with clothes all the time.
Njengomqwayisi isifebe sibuka nje amadoda, buka ingubo, faka u-2 piece noma 1.5 piece. Iy'cathulo, uyabona, imgwaqo, imoto ezizayo, nendoda ihamba, ibuka laba abahamba ngomgwaqo.
Just like a prostitute who's just busy with clothes, wearing maybe a 2-piece, or should we say 1.5-piece, and looking at the men going by and the cars and busy with those things.
Etamasa, ujabula, udla noma ikuphi, kasweli lutho. Akanaso isidingo sokubuka phezulu.
He lived in luxury. He had everything that he could wish for. Plenty of food, and he enjoyed himself. He had never had the need to look up.
Niyabona ukuba nemali akukubi, ukuba kuyisigwili akukubi. Yizwa ukuthi iBhayibheli lithi abacebile bazongena ekulingweni okuningi. Kodwa ukubusiswa nangemali nangempahla akusisi sono. Okuyisono ilesi sokuthi umuntu angaphakamisa amehlo akhe. Uyabona, abone uNkulunkulu njalo.
to have a lot of money, to be wealthy, is not evil, it's not sinful. To be blessed is not sinful. But the sin is when you do not look up, when you do not look to God.
Nomumpofu akusisi sono kodwa umpo ubumpofu bakho kuzoba isono uma ungawaphakamisa amehlo akho kusho ukuthi ukungabi noNkulunkulu uNkulunkulu angabi phambi kwamehlo akho.
Even though the Bible says that rich people will be faced with many temptations. And on the other hand as well, to be poor is not a sin. But it'll be sinful to you if you do not raise your eyes up and that you are not with God.
Ukugula kusisi sono. Ubekulu lazare nelonda kusukela phezulu kuze kushaye phansi. Njengojobe. Akusisi sono. Abafowabo abathathu bathi ukusho ukuthi usesonweni wathukuthela uNkulunkulu wathi uma ningaxolelwanga uJobe nami ngeke nginxolele.
And to experience illness doesn't mean that you are living in sin. Here was Lazarus covered with sores from the top of his head to the soles of his feet, just like Job as well, who was also very ill and full of boils. And even his friend said, look, you must have sinned against God. That's why it's like this. And God said, unless you go to him and that he prays for you, I won't forgive you.
Zazi zafika izinja. Angazi ukuthi izinja zesiqebi yini. Noma ezinye izinja ngoba. Izinja lezi ziyazulazula emhlabeni wena. Uthi ngifuna izinja zigade umuzi kanti lapho ukhona ziyasuka sivakashele kwezinye indawo.
And I don't know these dogs that came to Lazarus to lick his sores, where they came from, whether they belonged to the rich man or whether they were just walking all over, because sometimes you get dogs to guard your home and in the meantime they go and visit.
Ngoba izinja phela sifana nabantu abasha njengabafana behamba beyifuna intombi. Because
dogs, after all, take after young people. Young people that you think they're at home. In the meantime, the boys have gone out to look for the girls. And even the girls leave their home to go and look for the boys. That's what mongrels do.
Kwahamba, kwahamba.
And after some time, there was a time when the tables were turned.
I know what happened for 5 minutes. Lapo Eva, Ulazaro, Zafigingelozi, Zamtata Zamises Fubenska Abraham.
And it didn't take a long time, not even 5 minutes, but when the beggar died right there, the angels came and carried him to Abram's bosom. You see, a person who dies goes immediately. Now you do get people that at the funeral, they'll speak to the deceased and they say, now go well on your journey. And they'll even have a little bit of a candle there so that his way might be lit up.
Angithi nomholo wamakhomunisi la, uJoe Slovo, umholo wamakhomunisi. Umuntu olikhomanisi loqobo akakholwa uNkulunkulu.
Now Joe Slovo, a communist leader here in South Africa, now proper communists are atheists.
Baza bamfakela nestikandlela ethuneni lakhe. Ukuthi limkhanyisele lapha ehamba khona.
But at his grave they put a candle there so that it might light up the way for him.
Ngathi ngikhuluma nomfundisi engivakashele la. Wathi uJoslobo usesezulwini. Ngithi usesezulwini, ingani ubengakholwa uNkulunkulu? Ubengakholwa uNkulunkulu. Angithi wafakelwa nesikhandlela ethuneni ukuba simkhanyisele.
And I spoke to a minister who came to visit here about this, and he said, well, Joe Slovo is in heaven. I said, really? How is that possible since he was an atheist and they even placed a little bit of a candle there to light up the way for him?
What? Oh, kusho ukuthi uthole surprise enkulu ke uma esezifika esezulwini. Ngemsebenzi ayisebenzile ngamathurum. Awusezulwini.
And the minister said, oh, he must have got a wonderful surprise when he entered into heaven. After all the wonderful things he did here on earth by building all these two-room houses.
Hayi, ngeke ungene ngo-two-room, noma one-room, noma 12-room. Ungena ngoJesu. Uma uze kuye nezono zakhe, akuhlanze ngegazi lakho.
No, that won't mean your salvation. Building two-room houses, or one room, or even 12-room houses, you'll only enter heaven through Jesus Christ.
No Lazaro, akangena ngobumpofu bakhe.
Lazarus,
wangena ngoba emkhonza uJesu.
Lazarus didn't also enter heaven because of his poverty. He entered heaven because he served Jesus.
Manje ungasho ukuthi awuphela singo Lazaro thina siyayizulwini ngoba singo Lazaro.
You might say, well, we are Lazaruses. We are so poor, so we are like him, and therefore we'll go to heaven.
Ha uLazaro bentshontsha yini?
Did Lazarus steal?
Ubefeba yini?
Did he commit adultery?
Ubeqamba manga yini?
Did he lie?
Ubehleba yini?
Did he slander?
Ngoba iBhayibhele lithi umuntu oqamba amanga akangeni ezulwini. Umuntu olisela ontshontshayo akangeni ezulwini. Zonke akekho ongcolileyo ongenayo ezulwini.
For the Bible says a liar or a thief or a person who's defiled will not enter heaven.
Isikwilike asizwa ukuthi wona ngokuntshontsha ngokuqamba amanga kodwa wona ngokuthi uNkulunkulu bembuyisele eceleni amehlo akhe engabheki engawabhekisi kuNkulunkulu.
Now concerning the rich man, we don't read that he lived in immorality or sinned in any particular way. His sin was that he pushed God to the side. He didn't look up.
ULazaro ubeswelake kodwa amehlo akhe abe kuNkulunkulu.
Lazarus lived in need and poverty, but his eyes were upon God.
Asizwa nokuthi ubekhala esola uNkulunkulu ngobufu bakhe nangeilonda zakhe.
We don't read that he complained against God because of his poverty and his sores.
Asazi nokuthi ubeshadile yini noma enengane. Kuthwa bamthatha bamlahla. Bamlahla esangweni. Lesigwili ukuba athole imvuthuluka ewesithebeni saso.
We don't even know whether he was married, whether he had a family, children. But what we know is they came and he was laid at the gate of the rich man. And it has the meaning that he was, so to say, thrown away there, just left there, so that he would get some crumbs.
What a waff.
Until he died. And the rich man continued living.
Emva kwesikhathi wafa.
After some time, he too died.
Asikhumbule lokhu kufa kuyeza usuku lokufa uyeza. Noma unhloboni Luyezo usuku lokufa ulwazi futhi ukuthi lizoza nini.
Let's bear this in mind. No matter whom you are and what you might be, but that day is coming when you're going to die.
Noma umkhulu, noma umncane, noma uqebile, noma umpofu, Luyezo ukufa. Ngoba kuhle uma usuka la wazi ukuthi luyezo ukufa.
Young or old, wealthy or poor, but that day is coming when you are going to die, and it'll be good for you that when you leave this place, that you bear that in mind.
Bangishayela ucingo ebusuku ukuthi ngapha uya ngase Jameson's Drift khona umuzi owahlaselwa babulawe bonke kwasala umfana ono 13 years. Naye washaywa kodwa kafanga basebecela amaphoyisa acela sacranscope umfundisi singamletha yini kwasiza abantu ahlale nje insuku ezimbili ngoba bonke bomndeni babulewe.
Last night they phoned me and they said here towards Jameson's Drift a home was attacked and the whole family was wiped out, killed brutally. And only one boy of 13 years survived. He was also severely beaten and wounded, but he survived. And the police asked, could he please come here for just 2 or 3 days because his whole family has been wiped out.
Ivelelwe leyo ngane ubaba mama bonke babulewe kusele yena nje ingane no 13.
I said that's fine, you can bring him and just bring him to the reception and we'll arrange for him to be looked after. What must that child have gone through and what is he going through having lost his father and mother and his whole family? What trauma?
Kusho ukuthi kunjalo kukufa kuyeza komunye kuyakushesha njengonyathi komunye kuthatha isikhathi.
And that's what death is like. It comes so suddenly. It can come like lightning in a person's life.
Omunye uthi hawu uyafa kanti asinde futhi.
And then another person might think he's dying and then he recovers.
Kwafika ukufa. Uma sekukufa kweza ukuchintsha uguquka.
And then death came. And together with death, a turning of the tables, a great change.
Isikwili asifundi nakanye ukuthi wathandaza. Kodwa lapho esefile, wamemeza. Hayi ukuthandaza nje ungezo ukuthi uthini. Umthandazo kwakhe kwaba ukumemeza esesihlungwini. La emhlabeni akukho ubuhlungu, bekukuthokoza kodwa. Kodwa ngeminithi kwaguquka, kwaba yisihogo, waba selangabini, waba senhlungwini.
The rich man, while he was on earth, never ever thought of praying. He lived in luxury. He had all that he needed. And in the twinkling of an eye, everything had changed. He was in hell, in torment. And there he cried out.
Akengicabange nje ukuthi ukuhlupheka kwesihogo. Ake kungawazi umlilo. Uma ungawazi awuthathe faka umunwe nje kusho umunwe.
Just imagine.
Uma usushileke uze kimi ungitshele ukuthi kunjani. Ngizozama ukuthi ngikuthelele namanzi abandayo ngipholise.
Just imagine the pain and the torment in hell. All of you know what fire is like and how it burns. And if you don't, just do an experiment. Use a candle and put your finger in that candle. If you want, you can even come to me and I'll cool it afterwards with water.
Uma sekushawonke umzimba. Sugelo kakaini kusebe senzwaneni. Usha. ube njengempethu. Phakathi langabini ayichazeki leyo nto, ayichazeki.
With his whole body in the flames of hell, burning as it were like a worm in the fire, you cannot describe it.
UJesu wathi uma ukhubekiswa isandla sokudla sinqume juqu. Kungcono ungena embusweni wezulu unesandla sodwa kunokuba uphose esihogweni unezandla ezimbili.
Jesus said, if your right hand causes you to stumble, rather chop it off. It would be better for you to enter heaven with one hand than to go into hell with both your hands.
Kanjalo nonyawo futhi.
Likewise, your foot.
Uhambe ngomlenzo wodwa, uhambe ngokhuni.
So it would be better for you to only have one foot and where you need.
Ngcono kakhulu lokho kodwa uye ezulwini kunokuba ube nenyawo imbili ulahlwe esihogweni.
And having a wooden peg for the other foot or leg, that's much better than going to hell with both your feet.
Uma unese likhluphayo, likhiphe. Ngone ube ichithe, ungena ezulwini unehle lodwa kunokuba ube namehla amabili uphoswe esihogweni.
And if your eye causes you to stumble, gouge it out. Rather go through life with only one eye than going into hell with both.
UJesu uthi abanye bazalwa betheniwe. Umuntu abe umthenwa kunokuba ube umuntu ophilayo kodwa ulahlwe esihogweni. Omunye ke uthatha umese azithene. Niyezwa nina enhlushwa inkanuko. Athi uJesu ngcono uthenwe ube yinkabi.
Some are born eunuchs, the Bible says, and some made themselves to be like that. And Jesus said, it's better for you. You men, do you hear that? You young men that are troubled by lust, rather that you're a eunuch and go to heaven.
UJesu mayikhuluma leto, akasekisi, akanteli, ukhuluma maqiniso. Cabanga wena onengqondo ukuthi uma usushe esihogweni ukuthi kuyobanjani. Futhi ayihora, awutholi live. Akufika ukhisimusi. Inguphakade naphakade. Usasha namanje sikhuluma nje uyasha.
When Jesus said that,
uyasizwa, uyangizwa angazi. Kodwa uyasha.
When Jesus said that, he wasn't making a joke. He wasn't just trying to be funny. He meant that. You've got a brain to think. Just think about what it'll be like in hell. When you burn there and you're in torment, there's no holiday, there's no reprieve, you can't take a break from that. Until today, the rich man is burning in the flames of hell. Whether he hears me, I don't know.
Unquma kanjani, nquma, zilahle, zivume izono, khiphe konke. UJesu akusize enkanukweni.
Come to the Lord Jesus. Come and confess that sin. Get rid of it. Turn away from it, that the Lord Jesus might help you and save you.
Uyafa, ubenga tandazi, ubenga nandaba nesonto, kodwa into yokuqala, esha esenhlungwini waphakamisa amehlo. Watandaza, waze wamemeza. Wena uzomemeza usuphakathi emlilweni, noma uma ungakamemezi, ungamemeza manje.
The rich man had no time for prayer or for going to church while he was on earth. But the first thing he did in hell was he lifted up his eyes and he cried out. Are you only going to cry out once you get into hell, or will you cry out before the time?
Uyabona ukuchintsha. Uyabona ukuchintsha. Bengivakashelwe umhlophe kulezi insuku. Wathi Uncle Elo, lapho ungena la ekhaya lakho, kwenzeka ukuguquko kanje, izinto zachintsha kanje kimi.
You see what it's like when things change all of a sudden. There's a total change. These days, A white man came and visited me, and he spoke to me. He said, "Uncle Allo, when I came into your home, a 180 degree turn came about in my life."
Ubefike nomngakhe.
He came with his wife.
Wathi naze ngathe ekhaya kufanele ukuthi njalo ngesonto ngifike kanye. What okudingayo manje yolo uye lo ekhomba umngakhe. Ngathi indoda ekwazi ukukhomba umngakhe. Umngakhe ke wathula. Kodwa sonke siyakudinga lokho lolo guquko. Noma uyindoda noma uyinkosikazi.
He said, "Now I think we need to come here regularly, once per week." And he said, "Now she needs this change to take place in her life," pointing at his wife. I said, "Well, that's a man that can point to his wife like that. But each one of us, child or adult, we need that change."
Oh, Devas, isigwili, besingathandazi. Kodwa wafunda ukuthandaza nokumemeza esesihogweni. Engena nje esihogweni. Phakamisa amehlo akhe. Ubona uLazaro useyathandaza umthandazo ofinyelela ezulwini.
Diabetes, the rich man, never knew how to pray on earth, but that was the first thing he learned when he got to hell. He lifted up his eyes and he cried out with a prayer that even reached heaven.
Isikwili saba isiqela nkobe manje. Isiqela nkobe uLazaro waba isikwili.
And the rich man now became a beggar, and Lazarus became wealthy.
Amaqiniso lawa maqiniso. Everyone amongst us has got to hear this. Today you may be rich, in need of nothing. You'll be a beggar one, not even a minute after you've died.
Ilona lo kumele kuba ezwe lokho aqonde ukuthi ungaba isigwili la emhlabeni, kodwa uma ngamkhonza uNkulunkulu ezulwini, akuzodlula iminute usu isicela nkobe.
Uma uphakamisa amehlo akho wabhekisa phezulu, kuzosa kuwe.
If you lift up your eyes and you look towards heaven, it will dawn in your life.
You don't have a life of prayer in hell. You'll pray, but it will be in vain. Today you're not a beggar. You're living a normal life, but in hell you'll be the greatest beggar.
When ungathandazi la emhlabeni le esihogweni uzofuna ukuthandaza kodwa ngeke kukusize nakancane. Wena la philipilo nje jwayelekile kodwa mawusufike ngale uzohlupheka.
Isikwili safa khona lapho saba missionary. Right there and then he was a missionary. A flame. A real missionary. You just need to get to hell, then you'll become that what you are told today and you are not. He became a fiery and earnest missionary, crying for his five brothers. They not saved. Send Lazarus to them that they'll repent. You'll become, if you don't want to become a missionary here, well, for all eternity, you'll be missionary in hell.
Waba gumishinary. Yena ke wamvuthela. Wavuthela ukuthi abantu basizakale. Basindizo laba bafowabo abahlanu. Wena ongafuni ukuba imishinary la emhlabeni. Uzoba uyena le esihogweni kodwa ingunaphakade.
But his missionary services don't avail anything. It's for nothing.
Kodwa kuyizeleze.
We missionary yini. We missionary yini. We alihambisa ivangeli. Ngena imizi nemizi. Noma ungayingenanga imizi. Uhlangana nabantu. Ukhulume nabo ngemphefumulo yabo. Kuyekeke uma ungakufuni. Kodwa uma usushe esihogweni. Uma sekunzima ke. Yilapho ke siyokubona ukuthi usuyimissionary manje. kodwa uzomemeza uzoshumayela kungasezwa lutho noma usumemeza ukhabalaze kuze kufike ezulwini kuthwa qha.
Are you a missionary? Do you speak to people about their souls and their salvation? Well, if you don't want to be one here, you will become one in hell. But it won't mean anything. It won't avail anything. Even if you might cry out like a madman, it'll be said no.
Utike yena, tumu Lazaro, akopoze umunwe emanzini.
He said, please send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue. And also asked that he should go to his brothers. And then he was told, but they've got Moses and the prophets. He said, no, they will hear if somebody is raised from the dead. And he was told, no, they won't, because even Jesus was raised from the dead and they didn't believe.
Khona nabanye abantu abavuswa kwabafileyo kodwa umuntu akaphenduki.
There are people that have been raised from the dead, but people don't repent.
Atha kodwa umuntu uLazaro kubona bazozwa uthi qha ngeke.
And he said, send Lazarus to my father's house that he might warn them. But they said, it was told, they won't listen.
Ethi ngoba futhi kukhona udongo olukhulu phakatha kwabangale nabangala.
He said, besides that, there is a great gulf fixed between us and you.
Futhi bazalwane lolu donga alukali ngale kwethuna selukhona namhlanje. Angithi awuzwani nabanye. Angithi uyabahleba. Ukholwa nokungakholwa. This gulf between those on that side that starts right here. Ingani khona abazalwane ongazwani nabo? Ohlukene nabo. Uyabafulathela, uyabahleba, uphatha amagama abo. Ungo wesihogo, awuye ezulwini. Khona igebe elikhulu, umhosho omkhulu, phakathi kwalaba nalaba.
Right here on earth already, it's like that. Where you, there is division between you and those who are believers. Where you even slander them, you take their names on your lips and you smear them. You see, you're not going to heaven, you're going to hell.
There's a big gulf between those that are God's children and those that are not. The gulf that is, when you come to the cross, and the cross is at work, it's a bridge. And you cross, and there are not two crawls on the other side, there's only one. And there you say, our Father, not our and your Father. Qha, kukhona ibhilidi eliwela lomhosho. Lomhosha ukuthathela ukisa le. Kodwa uma ungakaweli ngalelo bleachi, lomhosho khona phakathi kwakho noLazaro, nabantwana bakaNkulunkulu, nabazalwane, nanga le lyoba khona, alweleki, nangapha alweleki. It makes you think, doesn't it? If there's something between you and your brother, that something will be a gulf between you and heaven on the other side. You can't stay in the same place. You can't even live here together. You can't even forgive each other. You've got grudges. And then you want to go to heaven. You living in a fool's paradise. You deceiving yourself.
We have courses. Lana mhlabeni khona ume khona ukuhlukana phakathi kwakho nomfowabo. Kodwa le ucabanga ukuthi uzoba kanye naye. We have courses.
UAbraham uyakwazi lokho. UAbraham wahlala ematendeni la mhlabeni, amatende ashise emini kodole ebusuku. Wathi ngeke ngizakhela indlu. Ngifuna indlu ezulwini engakhelwa uNkulunkulu. Wayithola leyo ndlu eyakhelwa uNkulunkulu. ULazaro ke usesifubeni sakhe usegonwa uyena. UAbrahama onguyise wamakholwa. Uli usesifubeni sikaJesu. Ziguquliwe izinto. Ngiyabona zitshintshwe ngokupheleleyo ngokuphazima kweso.
Abraham understood that the father of believers here on earth, he dwelt in tents. He was looking forward to that heavenly city, not wanting to build an earthly city or an earthly home. And there in heaven, Lazarus was at his bosom. You see how everything changed around completely.
Zatshintshwe izinto uma ungafuna ukholwa. Uyokufuna ezulwini kungasatholakali. Awukhulumi nomuntu ngoJesu. Uzokhuluma lapho usushe esihogweni. Uyoba yimissionary khona.
You see how things change. You're on earth, you're not interested in heaven. But there, you want to be in heaven. Here, you're not interested in telling other people about Jesus. But there in hell, you'll become a missionary.
Lana, awubuki phezulu ubheke phansi.
You're on earth, you don't look up, you look down.
Angithi ngake ngixoxela ngowesifazane owayenendodana. Indodana ube utsotsi, ube isigebengu.
I told you about a particular woman who had a son who wasn't a good son, he was a skebengu.
Ube fika njalo kuma wakhe. Ecela uzukwa kusekhona uzukwa ezothenga utshwala.
Every day he would come and ask his mother for 5 cents. In those days it was still cheap to go and buy beer.
Hayike unina benesihle uma isikhali ingane isifuna imali ahambe aye esikhwameni sakhe ayikhipha ayinike umfana usehamba uthenga utshwala.
And the mother was soft-hearted, feeling so sorry for her poor son. So she would go to her purse, get out a bit of money, give it to her son, and he would use it to go and buy beer.
Hayi umuntu waphesheya, angixoxela inganekwane futhi. Ube la inothweni, niyaze inothweni. Yeah.
I'm not telling you a fable and of somebody from overseas. It was here, it happened here at Notweni.
Umfana sefa.
When the boy was dying,
what? Oh, Zella, Mama, no more cool water. Etu yam sebela, why lu min sebeyak?
And then he said to his mother, when he was dying, he said, "Please, let me just whisper something in your ear." And as she brought her ear closer to his mouth, he bit her ear, almost tearing it off.
What do you want, son? What is happening? Kenya yako.
She said, "What are you doing?"
Yes, yes. Niti ni kaugelinga nezenu. Zionluma madlebe. Uma bega kwenzaga la. Baso kwenzi shokweni. Kube welcome yako. Shokweni. Mama kulu. Angiti satoli maliguwe. Impenche yako. Sitenga itagamiswa. Sithenga utshwala ugologo. Sikhale sikhale uzuswele. Ziyokuluma ngiyakutshela ziyokuluma esihogweni.
She cried out in shock and said, "What are you doing?" He said, well, it's because of you that I'm going to hell. You see, you mothers and grandmothers, you've got such soft hearts. It's with your money that the boys go, your grandchildren, they go and they buy drugs and they go and spend it in a wrong way, in a sinful way, and they'll bite off your ears in hell one day. Now, the time has run out. My watch tells me it's going towards 1:30.
Point lokala, paramisa mehlo akho, bheke phezulu. Ulokuza wakwenza lokho isigwili waqala ukuphakamisa amehlo.
12:30, and let's just remember the points. The rich man lifted up his eyes in hell.
Wathandaza wamemeza wakhala ukukhala kwakhe kwaza kwafinyelela ezulwini.
And then he cried. He prayed, and his prayer reached heaven.
Isigwili saba isicelankobe. Isicelankobe saba isigwili.
The tables were turned. The rich man became a beggar, and the beggar became a wealthy person.
Isigwili saba missionary. Uma ungavanga missionary la emhlabeni, esihogweni zoba missionary. Ngaphandle kobizo. Hayi, anginalo ubizo mina, anginalo. Ngena ke esihogweni uzolithola ubizo khona.
And the rich man became a missionary in hell. Here on earth he wasn't interested. You might not be interested here. You say, well, I haven't got a calling. Well, just go to hell then. There you'll get a calling.
Akasanandaba namasimake nabantu abamsebenzelayo. Ne business lakhe ne mali yakhe sebhanki. Asanandaba nalokhu, unendaba nabantu abangaphendukile ukuba beze kulomlilo laphe khona yena.
He was no longer concerned with his businesses, with his fields, with the people working for him, with his financial empire. No, he was concerned that others that didn't know God should not go to hell where he was in torment.
Waqonda nokuthi khona udonga phakathi kokholwayo nongakholwa, phakathi kwezulu nesihogo, phakathi kwabantwana bakaNkulunkulu nabantwana bakaSathane.
And realize that there is a great gulf fixed in heaven, between heaven and hell, between God's children and those who are children of the devil.
Nokuthi lo mhosho usekhona manje. Usekhona manje. Uma unamagqubu nomuntu, uma uhlukene nomuntu, thatha indlela gijima, ubuyisane naye, ulungise indaba yakho. Kungabi kuze kube usuku lokufa. Abantu bahamba kahle. Sokuhlabela inkomo. Sokugayela utshwala. So kwenzela ukhisimusi. Uyabuka yena uthi ha uNkulunkulu thuma abantu beza la. No no mufike kathola ilive esihogweni azokudla umancishana. Azophuza umancishane. Adle nencekwa qha.
And that girl
ufike intuthane zikuhle. Kuze kulandwe isalukazi. Siyokudla ke kodwa uma sesishe esihogweni sizoswela umancishana.
And that gulf is there right now already, where if you've got a grudge between against your brother, go immediately and make that right. Be reconciled to him now before it's too late.
Kuyezwakala.
I hope you understand that.
Ubusisiwe ke ozwayo akwenze.
Blessed the one who hears and then goes and does it.
Impile faneleyo. Uma uphaphamanga ebuthongweni uzophila uzophaphamela esihogweni kodwa lapho seku too late. Ngisho nani zingane, zingane zesikole. Nizosha, nyovuthwa khona. Nimemeze, nithandaze. Benamahloni, kodwa lapha esikhokweni kuzophela amahloni, kodwa it is too late.
May you live as you ought to in this new year, and that you will wake up. If you don't wake up here, you'll wake up in hell, but then it'll be too late.
Asithandaze.
Shall we pray?
Ngiyacela Nkosi.
I ask of you, Lord,
ukuba lamaqiniso akhulunywa wena angene agxile enhlizweni yalona lowo,
that these truths which you have spoken will penetrate into each one's heart.
Uma kukhona ongakaphenduki aphenduke,
and the one who has not yet got converted, that they will repent.
Ongakabi missionary, aqale namhlanje ukuba missionary.
The one who has not yet become a missionary, that he might become so today.
Sebenza ngomangaliso kulona lo phakathi kwethu.
Work, Lord, in a wonderful and an amazing way in each one's life.
Amen.